Country Club FM.
The Friday Almanac, one of the most anticipated almanacs. I know they're all highly anticipated, but some are more highly anticipated than others.
Yes, they are. Is this one more highly anticipated than others?
I don't know. It's not Friday. Me to answer. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look at the numbers. Friday, May 13th. Yeah, it is Friday the 13th. Historically, things that had happened on Friday the 13th that were bad kind of led to this. Apparently, Christ was crucified on a Friday the 13th. There's something about the Knights Templar. Remember hearing about that?
Yes.
And some kind of a purge that took place and other things. The number 13 itself is seen as not being all that lucky. And then, of course, the movies. That didn't help.
No. No.
Those people
you
who
think
are,
so?
Those people who are positive about Friday the 13th and in the 1970s trying to turn around the bad reputation, the soiled reputation that Friday the 13th had and trying to make it more positive, and then here comes Jason with the mask and the cleaver.
Right.
Their work was, well, we give up.
Yeah.
Here we go today, 1637, the table knife. It's not our patent of the day. It doesn't say it was patented, but it was created. Cardinal Richelieu from France. There were knives being used in battle and probably elsewhere, obviously cutting up meat and doing things like that. Humans had sharp objects for a long time, but this is the first time they pared it down to something you could use on the table to spread condiments and cut meat and bread and whatever else. And now we love having table knives. What would we do without a table knife?
Right, we wouldn't hardly function.
1637. 1787. Captain Arthur Phillip left Britain for Australia. You know, Australia was originally just basically a penal colony for the British?
Really?
Yeah. That's where they would send their convicts. And Captain Arthur Phillip landed 11 ships. Not just one, not just a couple, but 11 ships of convicts. So anybody who is in Australia and their family has been there since the beginning, they must be the descendants of convicts.
Evidently.
You know, because obviously there were Aboriginal people there and Native people. But when the British got there, and that's how Australians speak, they got a kind of a British twang a little bit. It's different now, of course, over the years. It's changed, but that's how English started, I'm assuming, became the main language of Australia. And they showed up at Botany Bay. That was the state, 1787.
Long time.
And Botany Bay, of course, was the ship. And I think that was very ironic that Gene Roddenberry would choose that. That was Khan Noonien Singh's ship, the Botany Bay.
The Botany Bay.
When they put him down there on SETI Alpha 5.
Sure.
And then Chekhov found him. And that was unfortunate, wasn't it?
It was, actually.
Because Khan never forgets a face.
No.
Mr. Chekhov. 1861, Britain...
so good.
Excellent. Britain declared its neutrality in the American Civil War on this day. Queen Victoria. There's no secret. Britain would have loved for the South to win.
For sure.
Because they divided America as a weaker America.
Yep.
And they needed the cotton from the South.
And yeah, and they had a lot of territory kind of picked out in the North.
And don't forget, they tried to find Cibola for the Confederacy.
Well,
the City of Gold.
Yes. Forgot about that.
Yeah, 1861. How about 1917 near Fatima, Portugal? This is where three peasant children reported seeing the vision of the Virgin Mary in Fatima, Portugal. One of the most famous visions ever. You've heard of it, 1917.
Oh, yes.
Now, Neil, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, Neil claims to see a vision of Colonel Sanders often. And I just have to remind him, no, that's a sign. That's the sign.
That's a sign.
That's the sign.
That
not
means,
just a sign.
Yeah.
With the twirling bucket.
Okay.
1917. How about in 38?
Sisters and brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening, when the saints go marching in, here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. blow it, boy.
Louis Armstrong set this track down on this date, 1938, when the Saints go marching in. Satchmo can sing and he can play the horn. Neil, your thoughts on Satchmo?
One of the greats. Great entertainer, great smile. Yeah, you gotta love Satchmo.
1940, Winston Churchill.
I would say to the House, as I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Is there anything more scary than a sweaty Winston Churchill?
That is scary. Very imposing.
It was his first speech as Prime Minister to the British House of Commons, and apparently he was sweaty at that time.
He had a
way. It
was
very warm.
Yeah, he had a way, though, of speaking and delivering.
He led them through World War II.
Yeah, he was in charge. Yeah. There's just no doubt about it.
1958, a Velcro song.
We're a company that's so successful, and everywhere you go, you see the scratchy, hairy fastener, and you say,
hey, that's Velcro!
But even though we invented this stuff, our patent lapsed 40 years ago. Now no matter who else makes it, you still wanna call it Velcro.
You think it's awesome for us, we're famous, but we're lawyers and it's causing us grief. For there are trademark laws being broken, it's all here in this short legal brief.
And we know that this is confusing, because Velcro brand is who we are.
But if you call it all Velcro,
we're gonna lose our circle of life.
This is called hooking loop. This part's a hook, this part's a loop. You call it Velcro, but we're legging you. This is f***ing hook and loop.
We know.
Nice bleep there. Those are actual lawyers singing, too. The Velcro lawyers. The Velcro lawyer singers. Because you don't just go around calling it Velcro or they lose their trademark.
I guess so.
You know, Kleenex.
That's too good.
Rollerblades. All those. Clorox. Velcro registered the trademark. You know, it's rumored that Velcro was alien technology that came down with the ship at Roswell. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess
we were pretty dumb back then. I don't know how we came up with Velcro, hook and loop.
We probably can't deny.
1958. Let's remember Haas today.
Haas Cartwright.
Ma'am, it was a great big old horse fly here, and I was just...
I know what you was just. You Cartwrights. If it isn't one thing, it's the other. There'll be no refreshments served until after the games.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Ellie. Ain't that your pickle fork over there?
I don't see any. Horace Cartwright!
Remember, ma'am, I'm just a growing boy.
Haas had an appetite.
He was always thinking with his stomach.
He was
very Yogi the Bear-like. Always looking for the picnic baskets out there. He was Haas.
Big man, big heart.
He was. Dan Blocker passed away on this date.
Very young man.
Age of 43 only.
So sad.
On Bonanza.
That had a,
72.
Quite an impact, and they killed him off in the series. It was very, very
well, it had
difficult.
To be tough.
Oh, my
it had
God.
Had to be tough for those
very
people in real life, obviously, not just the show.
For your guy, Michael Landon. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, it was very tough.
So in 75, we also remember Bob Wills. The Rose of San Antone, Bob Wills and his Playboys. Is he still the king?
Well, yes.
Let's hear a little.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone.
San Antone.
Where in dreams I live with a memory.
Oh.
Beneath the stars all alone.
So Bob Wills.
So good.
70 passed away this day in 75. 81 in the news.
There were two shots fired at the Pope at roughly 11:21 a.m. today, Eastern Daylight Time. The Pope had been entering St. Peter's Square for a general audience when an unknown assailant, or more than one assailant, fired at him.
And we know who that assailant is now. Turkish assailant Mehmet Ali Agha.
Very nice.
Pope John Paul II shot, wounded. He survived.
Right.
Then the Pope-mobile was born.
Yes.
The bubble. Protective bubble for the Pope. He looked like he was inside of bubble hockey. mm-hmm. you know, making a kick save and a beauty.
Or
but he's just protecting boggle. Himself. Or boggle, or the Trouble-matic bubble.
Right.
You know, the Pop-a-matic bubble for trouble.
Right. Trouble, yeah.
Yeah, that's what 1981. Trouble. 2004.
For 11 years, you've heard me say, I'm listening. Well, you were listening, too. And for that, I am eternally grateful. Good night, Seattle.
He was no longer listening. I'm listening. Frasier wrapped up.
Quite a run as that character, years. You know, after... I don't know if he was on the first year of Cheers.
No, I think it was second or third. Yeah, it wasn't the first season.
So probably like 8 years of Cheers.
Because he was running with scissors.
11 years as Frasier.
And he loves his own show. Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Right.
Everybody Wang Chung Tonight. Frasier was on longer than Cheers.
Yes.
By at least 1 year, wasn't it?
Cheers was 10 years.
Yeah.
Frasier was
33 million people tuned in. In 2004, and then 2013, 9 years ago.
But in the summer of 2014, a year from now, I plan to retire from appearing on television at all. It has been an absolutely joyful, rewarding, challenging, fascinating, and occasionally bumpy ride, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Barbara Walters announcing her retirement on The View. Of course, before she retired, she made a point to ask every member of The View staff, you know, the host of The View, mm-hmm. if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? It turns out Joy Behar would be one of those ugly, mean talking trees from Wizard of Oz. Being mean to the Tin Man.
Right.
How dare you, Joy Behar. So that was this day, 2013. Birthdays now. You ready for some gun smoke? Brace yourself, Neil.
Now, Doc, you wouldn't do that.
Well, maybe I ought to. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Good heavens. Deceiving two pretty little girls like that, that's terrible. I never did anything like that in my whole life.
Well, that's not what I heard, but I trust you.
It's Newley's birthday today.
Newley getting a shot in there.
Oak Ridge Boys, wasn't there Trying to Love Two Women? Wasn't that based on that scene with Newley?
It might have been. Newley was kind of a ladies' man.
He's 84 today.
In the Gunsmoke.
Buck Taylor, who graced our Bob State Fair booth at one time, and you interviewed him, and you were on cloud nine.
That was one of the highlights of my career, no question about it.
Would have been like me interviewing the guy who played Nels Olson.
Right.
On Little House on the Prairie,
house, yeah.
Richard Bull.
It was just absolutely a treat.
What
a fine,
Nails,
what a
Nails,
beautiful man.
Nails, am I fat? Yes, dear. Harvey Keitel's on our list today.
He's a good actor.
I'd really love not to go to prison. I can't even begin to describe how much I would love not to go to prison.
Someone's got to go to prison, man.
Got a man.
Yeah.
Well, if you...
Ian went to prison. The other guy.
Yeah.
Because they tricked him to go up to the North Church.
Yeah.
Harvey Keitel, that's from National Treasure. He was in the sequel as well. He's the FBI guy. Who also knew a little something about the Masons. Because
mm-hmm.
he had the ring. So he was a Mason. Harvey Keitel, the Bad Lieutenant.
Such good movies.
Red Dragon. The Piano. Reservoir Dogs. Mm. The list goes on. Was he in Pulp Fiction, too?
Might have been.
Harvey Keitel, 83.
There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done.
Stevie Wonder. Little Stevie Wonder started when he was 12. So that was 60 years ago.
Pretty skilled.
Fingertips. Parts 1 and 2. 72 today for Stevie Wonder. Manager Bobby Valentine.
Bobby Valentine, the dugout.
Wait. Give me that again.
Is he the one who got thrown out?
Yeah.
Bobby was thrown out on that catcher's interference call, and he's gone incognito. Sorry, Skip, we got you.
Yeah, you think about Bobby Thompson, Bill Mazeroski, Kirby Puckett. We'll see you tomorrow night. For my money, the greatest moment in baseball history is when Bobby Valentine was managing the Mets. He got kicked out of the game, sent to the clubhouse. He came back to the dugout with, like, Groucho Marx glasses nose and mustache.
Thought he could, sneak back in and fool him.
Just absolutely
that
classic.
That was classic.
But the funny thing is, too, is that there's a manager out there that thinks that his team can't function without him in the dugout.
Yeah.
So, it's a little bit of an ego thing, too. I got to get dressed up. I need a disguise because they can't survive without me.
Yeah.
Bobby Valentine here today. He's 72. He's the Worm. Dennis Rodman, very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Played for the Bulls and the Pistons, the Spurs.
Fine rebounder and defender.
He was. He
Not kicks, much on the offensive.
He end. Kicks cameramen.
Right.
He did that here at Target Center.
In the boiler room area.
Marries Carmen Electra for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 61 today. We have Darius Rucker. Made a nice transition from pop and rock to country, would you not say?
I would say has had great success with both.
Darius Rucker, 56. Rapper of the day is Pusha T. Pusha T.
Pusha T.
Is 45, and he's the current Batman.
The hell are you supposed to be?
Now, this whole time, I thought that, and I saw The Batman. Have you seen The Batman?
I have not seen it yet.
So the bad guy asks him, who are you? And I thought for sure he's going to do Michael Keaton and go, I'm Batman. But
right.
Instead, listen, he says,
I'm Vengeance.
He's Vengeance.
Oh, Vengeance.
But I thought he was Batman.
I did too. Is the name of the movie The Vengeance?
Yeah, I guess. No, Robert Pattinson. You know, he was a vampire, so now he's the Batman.
Right.
I guess that's natural.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson, 36.
Gone but not forgotten today. Let's start with Boxing Hall of Famer Joe Louis. He was born on this day, 1914. Holds the record for longest reign as heavyweight champion. That was nearly 12 years. The Brown Bomber, Joe Louis, 1914. One of your favorites and a very funny lady, Emmy Award-winning actress Bea Arthur.
They got thousands of flies. Valencia alone.
It is not a fly, Rose.
Spanish fly is not a fly?
No.
What is it?
It's a beetle.
They call it a fly, but it's really a beetle?
Yes.
How do they know it's Spanish?
Because it wears a little sombrero.
Her comebacks on Golden Girls.
Priceless.
And as Maude.
Yeah.
As well.
Quite impressive. Bea Arthur there. You've heard the term drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah, well, that's what his followers did.
It's grape, wasn't it?
It was grape, and he was a very sick man in my estimation. Jim Jones had the whole Guyana catastrophe, 1931. What about very, very talented Richie Valens? Of course, we lost him very, very young. He was, what, barely 17, 18 years old?
Yeah.
The day the music died, Richie Valens there. He was a subject of the movie La Bamba. That was his biography. Richie Valens, 1941. Motown singer and a dandy, Mary Wells.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my God. Nothing you can do because I'm stuck.
Good song.
Very good song. Mary Wells recorded that song, made it a big hit, born on this day, 1943. And she was a country music singer, and we lost her to cancer. Lawrie White.
That's my baby.
Pam Tillis.
She does.
I think this was her biggest hit.
And what was that? It was around 90, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is what I was going to try and look at
early
up
90s.
Real quick here, but here it is. Here's Lawrie White, and that was That's My Baby. Now
seconds.
I know 1994.
More of a mid-90s.
Yeah, mid-90s.
And, of course, she appeared in the movie Castaway.
Yes.
Beginning
yes,
and end,
right.
That ship,
right.
that shipment that had the little gold eagle on it showed her sending it in the beginning, and then Tom Hanks running into her on a
right.
dirt road somewhere.
Right.
There you go.
Lawrie White, they're born on this day, 1965, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff wasn't a big fan of LaBouche, huh? LaBouche, Neil.
I don't.
Melanie Thornton, who's singing here with LaBouche.
I don't know LaBouche.
Be My Lover.
I know LaBeef. True Grit.
Oh, that's right.
Glenn Campbell played LaVie.
Melanie Thornton passed away in 2001, born in 67. Now they're all gone.
I can't get too tough on my staff for that one.
No, I just like saying LaVouche. I just like saying LaVouche.
Now that I understand.
Yeah.
Now they're gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle, Waylon Jennings, Drinking and Dreaming, or the song that we kicked off the Wednesday All Request Lunch Hour with on Wednesday, live at the Buffalo Legion, Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy.
Boy, that's good. Yeah, let's do that.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDG.